RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Sri Wahyuni, first Indonesian athlete, won medal at the Olympic Games 2016. Indonesian Embassy in London and Indonesia's Investment Promotion Center and Diaspora organized investment workshop. Indonesia and Turkey will coordinate to prevent the citizens involved in ISIS. The news in detail. Women's weightlifting athlete Sri Wahyuni managed to present the first medal for Indonesia at the Olympic Games 2016 in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, after winning silver in the 48-kilogram class on Saturday or Sunday GMT. Sri Wahyuni recorded total lift 192 kg, while the lifter who won gold medal, Thana Sansopita from Thailand, recorded lift of 200 kg. The bronze medal went to Hiromi Miyake of Japan with a total lift 188 kg. Sri Wahyuni, who has weight lighter than Thanasan, trying to lift the last clean and jerk 115 kg to win the gold, but failed and had to settle for the silver medal. According to Indonesian weightlifting team manager Alam Wijaya, Sri Wahyuni has a lot of progress, especially after she practiced as well as underwent the process of acclimatization in South Africa last month. Before competing in Brazil, Wahyuni's success in winning the silver, the first medal for Indonesian contingent at the Olympics 2016, was witnessed by Minister of Youth and Sport Affairs Imam Nahrawi, Chairman of Indonesian Olympic Committee Erick Thohir, and Chairman of the Weightlifting Organization Rosan Ruslani. Meanwhile, Minister of Youth and Sports Affairs Imam Nahrawi expected that the success of Sri Wahyuni, who won the 2016 Olympic silver, can increase the spirit of her cliques in the Olympic Games. The minister, speaking in Rocentro Arena, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on Saturday night or Sunday Indonesia time, said the opportunity to add the achievement is still wide open because the Olympics has just started. Sri Wahyuni, who was born in Bandung on August 30, 1994, won silver in the 48-kilogram class, having recorded a total lift of 192 kg. The minister had witnessed the struggle of Sri Wahyuni. The minister is scheduled to leave Brazil on Sunday to continue his visit to Suriname. The Indonesian Embassy in London, in collaboration with Indonesia's Investment Promotion Center London and the Diaspora Indonesia within the Association Rantau Indonesia in the United Kingdom, organized a workshop on investment and trade with the theme Diaspora and Business Opportunities in the Country in London on Saturday. The Sarasehan or workshop was held as part of the 71st Indonesian Independence Day celebration. It was held at the Indonesian Embassy in London and was attended by 30 participants. The Indonesian Ambassador in UK, Rizal Sukma, in his opening speech explained Indonesia's economy is currently experiencing an increase in terms of both growth and strength capacity of middle class. Director of the Investment Promotion Center, Nurul Ikhwan, said that Indonesia has huge potential in terms of both economic strength and geography. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Aluminium waste processed as a deodorant by students of Engineering Faculty of Brawijaya University in Malang won an international award at the 2nd International Art Creativity and Engineering Exhibition. Surya Diki, head of the team who processed the deodorant, said that their work was inspired by the difficulty of aluminium waste to be degraded in the environment. The team consists of Surya Diki himself, Rahdian Rizky Abadi, and Septia Astuti, is supervised by lecturer Bambang Ismuyanto. Surya said that the alumina is one of the element that becomes a basic ingredient to produce deodorant. He added that the aluminium waste can be obtained from cans or aluminium foil found in medicine and instant beverage packages. And the advantage of this product is that it does not contain chlorine that can cause skin irritation. The second International Art Creativity and Engineering Exhibition is endorsed by the World Invention Intellectual Property Association's defense, was joined by 60 participants from a number of countries such as Indonesia, Malaysia, Bangladesh, Cambodia, and South Korea. Director of Indonesian Citizen Protection and Indonesian Legal Entity Ministry of Foreign Affairs Muhammad Iqbal said in Solo, Central Java on Saturday that Indonesian and Turkish governments will coordinate related to the involvement of Indonesian citizens residing in Turkey in helping people to cross into Syria to join the terrorist group. The statement was made in response to the police press release about the arrest of 6 suspected terrorists led by Gigih Rahmat Dewa in Batam Riau Islands on August the 5th. Gigih Rahmat Dewa, known to be a facilitator of citizens' departure from Indonesia to Syria through Turkey, assisted by Indonesians who are in Turkey. Based on the protection and Indonesian legal entity of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, about 213 Indonesian citizens have been deported from Turkey for being caught in the Turkish-Syrian border, such as Gaziantep and Adana region, and believed would cross over to Syria. On August the 5th, Densus 88 or Special Detachment 88 arrested 6 suspected terrorists in Batam. Last item. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko and his family visited Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X at Ngayogyakarta Hadiningrat Kraton or Palace on Saturday. The Ukrainian president and his entourage was received by the Sultan, who was accompanied by his royal family. On that occasion, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X, who is also the governor of Yogyakarta Special Province, also demonstrated the manufacture of leather puppets and batik making. On the occasion, the Ukrainian president had talked with the Sultan in Jenei building at the palace complex. The Sultan disclosed later that during the talk they discussed the sister province program between Yogyakarta and cities in Ukraine. The president was scheduled to visit 2 Indonesia's most majestic temples in Yogyakarta, namely Borobudur and Prambanan. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Sri Wahyuni became first Indonesian athlete to win medal at the Olympic Games 2016. The Indonesian Embassy in London and the Investment Promotion Center and also Diaspora Indonesia organized investment workshop. Indonesia and Turkey coordinate to prevent the citizens involved in ISIS. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with news from Indonesian Archipelago, which presents a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news comes from Bogor, West Java. The city government of Bogor, West Java, in cooperation with the Office of Immigration, formed the Alien Control Team of district level and will assist the government in monitoring immigration. Deputy Mayor of Bogor, Usmar Hariman, on Tuesday said that the visa-free regulations imposed by the central government currently requires intensive immigration supervision on the existence and activities of foreigners in the country. According to him, the level of friction resistance in the community and internal conditions of the countries included in 169 countries declared free visa will have diverse impact. He said, in view of the data, the number of foreigners who entered the city and regency of Bogor throughout 2016 reached 1,776 people. The next news comes from Sorong, West Papua. West Papua's Maibrat District Regulation Number 7 in 2015 on controlling the sale of liquor that is currently being disseminated is to be applied immediately. Chairman of the Legislative Council Maibrat Regency, Ferdinando Solosa, in Sorong Wednesday said that unrestricted sale and distribution of liquor may cause harm to human health and spark disruption of public order and peace. He said the government and Maibrat regional regulation controlling the sale of liquor is to protect the public from the bad effects of the liquor. The regulation prohibits the sale of liquor freely. Legal liquor can only be sold in supermarkets and nightclubs. After the regulation was socialized, the police will take action against people who are caught selling or producing adulterated liquor. The last news comes from Purwakarta, West Java. Government of Purwakarta, West Java will give additional social sanction for students and local residents who commit traffic and other offenses. Region Dedi Mulyadi said on Tuesday that as the first step of social sanction, Purwakarta Regency government will create the offender website as well as social media accounts of the offender. The faces of those who violated traffic or other types of violations will be posted on the website and social media accounts. With the imposition of social sanctions, it is hoped the community will not repeat the violations because of shame. Well, that was news from Indonesian Archipelago.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with August the 7th, 1941. Rabindranath Tagore dies. Rabindranath Tagore was a Bengali poet and philosopher. Tagore was the first Asian to receive the Nobel Peace Prize in Literature in 1913. Tagore began writing poetry since the age of 8. He used the name Banu Singho or Lion of the Sun for the publication of his first poem in 1877 and wrote his first short story at the age of 16. Some of the works included Gita Nyali or Songs of Offerings, Gora or Fair-Faced, and Gore Baire or The Home and the Wood, as well as poems, short stories, and novels are known and admired worldwide. Let's move to August 7, 2008. Georgia attacks South Ossetia. On August 7, 2008, Georgian troops with the support of the American attacked South Ossetia region, which is located in the north of the country. A day later, the Russians are providing support to militia supporters of independence of South Ossetia army and repelled Georgia. Following Russia with the militia overran the important port of Batumi and came near Tbilisi, the nation's capital. The French President Nicolas Sarkozy then intervened as a mediator and finally Russia on August the 12th was willing to withdraw its troops from Georgia. In this case, Moscow formally recognized the independence of the two regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia in Georgia. Russia's move on Georgia rated as Moscow's warning to Western governments, especially associated with the expansion of NATO to Eastern Europe and countries of the former Soviet Union. Last is from August 7, 1982. USA, Lebanon, and PLO sign an agreement. On August 7, 1982, the United States, Lebanon, and the Palestinian Liberation Organization, or the PLO, signed an agreement that contains the withdrawal of the PLO from Beirut, capital of Lebanon. This agreement follows a widespread attack launched by the Zionist regime on Lebanon since July 1982 with the aim to drive the PLO out of Lebanon. Although the Zionist soldiers have a very sophisticated military equipment, yet the PLO army successfully fought for 80 days, but ultimately the chairman of the PLO, Yasser Arafat, was willing to pull 12,000 troops out of Lebanon and later base in 8 other Arab countries.
Nevertheless, the presence of soldiers in Lebanon continues to gain resistance of Muslim fighters in Lebanon until the soldiers were forced to withdraw from the region in 2000. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
Hello there. This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with highlights of this week. This time, it's on Indonesia successfully holds the 12th World Islamic Economic Forum. Stay tuned. The 12th World Islamic Economic Forum on Thursday, August the 4th, officially ended. During the three-day meeting, this event has provided opportunities for micro, small, and medium enterprises from various countries to obtain business commitments totaling $900 million. However, for Sri Mulyani, the Indonesian finance minister and former World Bank managing director, the $900 million commitment is very small. She hopes that the value can grow rapidly and may the amount still mean something, especially for micro, small, and medium enterprises. After attending the closing ceremony of the forum in Jakarta Convention Center, Minister Sri Mulyani said the investment commitments come from various industry sectors, such as housing, health, security, franchise, tourism, to fashion. The role of these industries, according to Minister Sri Mulyani, is increasingly important in the growing middle class in countries with predominantly Muslim population. The business commitments are cross-country, not only between the Indonesian business people, but also among those of other countries. This is in accordance with the purpose of the forum, which wants to be a facilitator for government leaders and businessmen, both Muslims and non-Muslims, to meet, showcase their products, and create markets opportunity. Some business commitments created are, among others, MOUs between Saim Derby Berhad of Malaysia and SP Setia Berhad of Malaysia, INP Groups also from Malaysia, and Hansen International of Indonesia to develop affordable housing in Maja, Tangerang. Minister Sri Mulyani is also proud because this grand forum was attended by about 4,000 participants from 73 countries. This number exceeds the previously set target of 2,500 participants from 60 countries. Participants included heads of state, policymakers, academics, practitioners, and entrepreneurs who mostly come from member countries of the Organization of Islamic Conference, OIC. They also come from the creative industries, arts, and media, which, to Minister Sri Mulyani, could be called an industry of the future. Meanwhile, Chairman of the World Islamic Economic Forum Foundation, Tun Musa Hitam, in his closing remarks said, "The Forum Foundation will continue to promote the economy of Islam with an emphasis on creativity and innovation such as through panel discussion, business exchange, teaching session, sponsor program, state investment program, micro, small, and medium enterprises, exhibition, and business networks." Well, that was highlight of this week over Voice of Indonesia. This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now to bring you news in brief. Women's weightlifting athlete Sri Wahyuni managed to present the first medal for Indonesia at the Olympic Games 2016 in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, after winning silver in the 48 kilograms class on Saturday or Sunday GMT. Minister of Youth and Sport Affairs Imam Nahrawi expected that the success of Sri Wahyuni, who won the silver in the Olympic 2016, can increase the spirit of her colleagues in the Olympic Games. Indonesian Embassy in London, in collaboration with Indonesia's Investment Promotion Center London and the Diaspora Indonesia within the Association Rantau Indonesia in the UK, organized a workshop on investment and trade in London with the theme Diaspora and Business Opportunities in the Country. Alumina waste processed as a deodorant by students of Engineering Faculty of Brawijaya University Malang won an international award at the 2nd International Art Creativity and Engineering Exhibition. Director of Indonesian Citizen Protection and Indonesian Legal Entity Ministry of Foreign Affairs Muhammad Iqbal said in Solo, Central Jawa on Saturday that Indonesian and Turkish governments will coordinate related to the involvement of Indonesian citizens residing in Turkey in helping people to cross into Syria to join the terrorist group. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko and his family visited Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X at Ngayogyakarta Hadiningrat Palace on Saturday. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, at em.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a segment introducing Indonesia's tourism potentials, including tourist destinations, art and culture, also culinary. Today, I'll take you for a visit to Biluhu Beach in Gorontalo, so stay tuned. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program via live streaming at www.voi.co.id. Gorontalo has many tourist attractions of the sea, one of which is Biluhu Beach, located in the village of East Biluhu, Batu Da'a Coast, Gorontalo. Despite its remote location, approximately 20 kilometers from the center of Gorontalo City, Biluhu Beach is quite popular for it has a magnificent beauty. Indeed, the fact that it is far from the crowd yet has a beautiful atmosphere makes it ideal for those who want to calm down and get rid of boredom and fatigue of daily routine. Occasional bird chirping sound overlaid with cries of macaca fascicularis monkeys enlivened by a swarm of crows and the occasional albatross make you want to linger in this Biluhu beach. Here there are lodging available with prices ranging from 150,000 a night or more or less about $10. Biluhu Beach mainly offered the beauty of the sea. Colorful coral reefs is very tempting, especially for fans of snorkeling or diving. Moreover, in certain months, the waves in the Gulf of Tomini, where the beach is located, are not too high, so the snorkeling and diving at Biluhu Beach are very pleasant. Besides the unique beach that is part of Tomini Bay, it has approximately 100 meter high cliff. The cliff stands about 200 meters from the beach. The beauty of the beach will be more complete with hundreds of palm leaves stand tall in the white sand. If you want to bathe in the sea, waves on the beach of Biluhu are relatively quiet and very tempting. In the afternoon, the atmosphere is even more charming due to the reflection of sunlight on the surface of the sea. There are three ways to get to Biluhu Beach. The first is to use a car or motorcycle through Bongo Village in the district of Batu Da'a Coast. The second option is through Barakati Village, also still in Batu Da'a Coast district. Only the condition of the road through the village of Bongo at present is rather damaged with a perforated asphalt at some points. Visitors are advised to go through Barakati, which road is in better condition. And the last is by sea, using long-tail boat or speed boat. The rental price of a motorized boat with a capacity of approximately 5 to 7 people is 200,000 to 300,000 rupiah.
The departure locations is in the village of Bongo. The trip using motorized boats takes about 30 minutes. If using a speed boat with a capacity of 15 people, the rent is 1 million rupiah. Traveling by speed boat from the port of Ternate in Gorontalo City takes about 20 minutes. For your information, at present, the foreign exchange rate for US dollars is for 1 US dollars is 13,000 rupiah. So you can imagine how cheap they are. So if you love the sea and happen to be in Gorontalo, take time to visit and enjoy the underwater scenery in Biluhu Beach. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. Tomorrow, I'll be back with another topic. This is the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing Center for Marine Bio Industry in Lombok, becomes International Marine Laboratorium. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program to www.voi.co.id. The Indonesian Institute of Sciences, or LIPI, will inaugurate the Center for Biomarine Industry in Mataram, Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara on Thursday, September 4, 2016. LIPI plans to make it as an international marine laboratory. The research and development institution has 5 laboratories and seed production facilities at sea for the cultivation of pearls and lobsters. The centers are located in Kodek Bay, Malacca Village, North Lombok, and they originally was a marine research station built in 1997. Since 2002, this place has had the status as Marine Bioindustry Development Center. Head of LIPI, Skandal Zurkarnain, said that since its establishment, the institute has been conducting development and application of technology cultivation of commercially valuable marine life such as pearls, sea cucumbers, etc. The result of the study on marine aquaculture that has been developed in part is ready to be utilized by public. Zurkarnain added, in addition to being a research and development institution, LIPI Work Unit is a locus of establishment for Lombok Marine Technopark, a marine resource-based technopark. It is expected to be a media of technology transfer, particularly the cultivation of marine life for the development of technical implementation unit LIPI to the community to encourage the development of marine fisheries in Indonesia, especially in West Nusa Tenggara. Zulkarnain said LIPI wants to restore the maritime culture and conduct marine species rescue program. According to him, Center for Biomarine Industry has the technology to carry out rescue and conservation programs that benefit the community. As a global research center, LIPI will coordinate with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in order to be registered. Meanwhile, Head of Research Center for Oceanography LIPI, Dirham Shah, said The center is currently used by 24 countries. According to Dirhamsyah, the strategic location is a supporting factor to foreign countries to take advantage of this laboratory. Previously, Libby has been asked to train the Singaporean marine personnel. However, Dirhamsyah chose to postpone it pending the readiness of the training center and asked the Singaporeans to come to Lombok then. In addition to research, according to Dirhamsyah, the center will be empowered to assist community purposes. That was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Until tomorrow with another edition of Miscellany.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Ratan Kumar Paul in India. He was listening to our broadcast on 15 to 21st of May at 1300 hours to 1400 hours UTC through frequency of 9525 kHz, and the SIN PO was 44444. Hello, Mr. Ratan Kumar Paul. Thank you for your email dated May 29, 2016. How are you today? We are really glad to receive your reception report. Your SIN PO is very good. I think you can hear our broadcast clearly. But we are really sorry because we cannot send our QSL card to your home. We have sent the card to your home several times ago, and we hope that you still keep our QSL card. If we have a new version of the QSL card, we will send it to you. Well, Mr. Ratan Kumar, we are waiting for your next email and reception report on our broadcast. Thank you very much, and we are looking forward to receiving your next email. Well, listener, before we read another email, we'll play a beautiful song, and this song is also for our regular listeners wherever you are. Enjoy the song. Thank you.
listener, now we will reply an email from Deba Kamal Hazarika in India. In his email, Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika said that he loves to listen to SW radio or shortwave radio. DXing is his favorite hobby. Hello, Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika. Thank you very much for your email dated April the 20th, 2016. We are glad to hear that you love to listen to shortwave radio. It means that you also monitor our radio. What is your favorite program? Well, yes, you can deliver your criticism or as well as your suggestion for our improvement. And if you happen to travel to our country, please don't forget to stop by at our office. It is on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Sentro, Jakarta. And as our appreciation, we'll send our QSL card to your address. And we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report. Well, listener, wherever you are, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Kamu tanggal sekian, bulan sekian, di jalan cinta gang sekian, nomor sekian. Kita pacaran lamanya sudah sekian, ku hitung-hitung makan biaya sekian. Sekian, nonton ke bioskop 5 kali sampai sekian. Belum ke pesta, beli kado jumlah sekian. Ku hitung, semua jadi sekian. Segalanya. Jangankan kalung emas, rantai kapal ku belikan. Jangankan minta ke Bali, ke bulan pun ku kabulkan.
Masa iya sih?
Tapi yang menyakitkan, sudah habis-habisan. Teganya kamu bilang, cintamu cukup sekian. Kau sakit, ke dokter bayar sekian. Beli kosmetik dan pakaian, habis sekian. Belum pelesiran, keluar kota sampai sekian. Ku hitung, semua jadi sekian. Kabulkan. Tapi yang menyakitkan, sudah habis-habisan. Teganya kamu bilang,
cintamu cukup sekian. Tapi yang menyakitkan sudah habis-habisan. Teganya kamu bilang cintamu cukup sekian. Tapi yang menyakitkan sudah habis-habisan. Teganya kamu bilang cintamu cukup sekian.
Ya, bututnya hitung-hitungan.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a comment from Riaz Ahmad Khan in Pakistan. He was listening to our broadcast on the 9th of July at 1200 hours to 100 hours UTC. He listened to our program via live streaming and reception, and the reception was excellent, which is 55555. Hello, Mr. Riaz Ahmad. Thank you for always monitoring our radio and sending your reception report. As we know that Mr. Riaz Ahmad very really loves our segment, Indonesian Wonder, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian arts, cultures, and also culinary. On July the 9th, 2016, Riaz Ahmad said that he was listening to this segment entitled Prahu Mosque, which is located on Jalan Casablanca. This mosque has another name, Agung Al-Munada Darussalam Baitur Rahman. Mr. Riaz Ahmad tells that he wants to pay a visit at this mosque. Well, Mr. Riaz Ahmad, hopefully you can visit Indonesia soon and you can meet your desire to visit us. And we are waiting for your next email and also your reception report. Thank you very much. And listeners, now we are going to play another beautiful song. Let's check it out.
Saya akan disidang. Sudah 3 bulan ditahan, belum juga ada panggilan. Saya sudah tidak tahan, tiap malam kedinginan. Tidur di ubin tak bertikar, nyamuk-nyamuk menjengkelkan.
Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. We want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan pages. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan pages and for being our regular listeners. We also thank you for your participation in VOI International Quiz 2016. Well, listen, now we appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com. voi.english@gmail.com or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia, at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we'll play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Ania Sana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
Saya orang baik-baik, janganlah saya dibawa. Saya tidak punya salah. Sumpah mati Pak Polisi, saya orang baik-baik. Jelas ini salah tangkap, teliti dulu orangnya. Saya orang baik-baik.
Pak, nama asli di kampung ini ada dua, Pak. Kalau saya, asli tukang orkes.
Kenapa aku yang dicurigai? Orang yang ngejambret, kenapa aku yang diembet? Orang yang memperkosa, kenapa aku yang disangka? Nasib ya nasib, kenapa jadi begini? Orang makan nangkanya, tapi aku kena getahnya. Sumpah mati Pak Polisi, saya orang baik-baik. Janganlah saya dibawa, saya tidak punya salah. Saya orang baik-baik. sih, kenapa aku yang dicurigai? Orang yang ngejamret, kenapa aku yang diembet? Orang yang memperkosa, kenapa aku yang disangka? Nasib ya nasib, kenapa jadi begini? Orang makan nangkanya, tapi aku kena getahnya. Sumpah mati Pak Polisi, saya orang baik-baik. Janganlah saya dibawa, saya tidak punya salah. Saya orang baik-baik.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.